Alright guys, line up.
Woody, take that stupid helmet off. You're not even playing.
Besides, me and Pete, we're Notre Dame. You guys, midship. Okay, out of luck, come on. I got a tight piece of the same play.
Okay, I'll hand it off to you.
Okay,
I got it.
1, 2, 3,
great! Right. Come on, Rudy, get on the ball. Ready, 42, blue! Set, hut!
Hang with out. Shoot it out.
Oh, no!
Oh, I told you to cut inside.
Get it right.
Come on, Todd.
Try it again. Let's go. Have a look.
All right, Todd. Same thing, okay?
Great. Ready? Let's go. Get on the ball.
I'm sick of being all-time center.
You're sick of what?
I'm sick of being all-time center.
Rudy, I told you 5 times. You can't play anything else but all-time center. You're too small.
I can't do it.
You guys, I'm going. I'm sorry. I gotta go to work.
Who needs you?
Come on, Todd.
You just let Rudy play my place.
Why don't you let Rudy play?
Come on.
Okay, you can rush the passer.
All right, Rudy.
You there.
Okay.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Great.
Okay, let's go. Ready, set, hut!
Get him, Rudy, get him!
Bon Vecchio, the snow, for the touchdown! Irish, win again!
What a spaz.
All right, Brad, we did it!
All right,
oh, yes!
Oh, yeah!
Come on, we're gonna be late.
Go.
You got your own home?
Yes, sir. Last time I looked.
And you're welcome here anytime.
Hey, excuse me, young lady. Who are you?
Sherry Walensky.
Bob's kid?
Rudy's girlfriend, Pop.
She is not. Yes, I am.
Everybody around here has a job at the mill.
But I don't want to work there.
Where else are you going to find the job for over $5 an hour? You got union protection. You got relatives watching your front side and your back side. Where are you going to find such a thing, young man? You tell me that, and God be with you.
But, Dad, Pat Mulcairn's going there.
Wait, you going to give me indigestion here?
Dan, don't leave the boy alone.
Yeah, but this boy can go off on his own. You heard him.
Shh, that's enough.
Now, has anybody else got anything to say to me before I start this meal?
After high school, I'm going to play football at Notre Dame.
You're going to play football at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy a mansion on Lakeshore Drive.
Rudy? Bah.
Sherry, honey, can I get you a moment?
What are we watching? Channel 7.
Honey, are you sure you don't want something to drink?
Oh, no,
yeah.
They'll meet their traditional rivals, the Trojans from the University of Southern
Mr. California. Rudiger, sir?
Yeah, Pete.
At halftime, can we watch some of the Indiana-Purdue game? In need of a big
victory. There's only one team we watch in this house. Behind the small
right.
Arm of
right. Sandy Von Vecchio, who, along with his favorite
target, Jack Lowe.
One hand's in their face. Every play. They're under control. There's men in the backfield there. I want you to analyze before you move. If they throw a forward pass, wait till you see the ball in the air. And then you go and get it. And when we get it, boys, that's when we go on offense. That's when we go to them. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them or outside them. We're going to get them on the run once. We're going to keep them on the run. We're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. And don't forget, men, we're going to get them on the run. We're going to go. And we're not going to stop until we're over that goal line. And don't forget, men, today's the day we're going to win. They can't win us. And the fight is who's going to go in there and fight. Please, amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
guys. Come on.
All right, let's go, guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on, Pete. Come on, buddy. I didn't hurt you.
Okay, that's
good. I need new plans.
Take a knee, guys. Listen up. We're your seniors. This is your last practice. And with the exception of Thomas, Lee, Bo, Sipich, you get on the weights. Tomorrow night will be the last time the rest of you ever put on a football uniform. You know, these last 4 years have gone by too fast. They always do. And I got to tell you guys that I really appreciate the hard work and effort that you've given to me, to the coaches, and to the Hilltoppers. As reward, I'm going to give each one of you seniors one final hit on me and my friend down there. All right, seniors, stay here. Underclassmen, two lines, 5 yards apart. Let's go.
I can't believe it's over.
The bicameral legislature originated not in the United States, but where?
Mr. Ruediger, would you be interested in joining us?
The House and the Senate...
Don't even try. If I were giving out grades for daydreaming, you'd be getting an A.
But in civics, you're failing. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with dreamers is they usually are not doers. Their achievements are grand up here, but here, where it counts, they fall short. Now, the bicameral legislature originated... Hold up! I have an announcement. If you are a student interested in making the University of Notre Dame your college choice, a bus will be leaving here at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 15th for a one-day guided tour of the campus. Please sign up by Wednesday, November 5th.
Walker. Drummond. But two chat, okay? Boston. Good. And Marciniak. Good. Whoa, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going to see Notre Dame.
Do you have some friends in the South Bend?
No.
Well, then there must be some other reason.
When you read the announcement in class, I thought you said anybody could go.
I'm sorry, Rudy. This bus is for students who are interested in attending the university. It's not a sightseeing tour.
Well, maybe someday I could go to school there.
Father Joseph, could you take over for me?
Of course.
Thank you. Rudy, you don't have the grades for Joliet Community, much less Notre Dame. The secret to happiness in this life is to be grateful for the gifts the good Lord has bestowed upon us. Rudy, not everyone is meant to go to college.
special days here.
What is today?
Friday?
No, I mean the day.
August 23rd.
And that is
my birthday.
22 big ones.
Pete, it's starting to go by too fast.
Well, I know I didn't have time to wrap it, but, you know. Go ahead, open.
You shouldn't have, Pete.
No, I don't. I was in Gary and I saw it in the surplus store and I said, that's gotta be yours.
This is unbelievable. Pete, I don't know how I'm ever gonna thank you. How's it look?
You were born to wear that jacket.
Do you know that era? Is the only head coach in Notre Dame history that encourages walk-on players?
You probably know more about that team than half the players.
I can't wait to get there. Guess how much money I have saved up.
What? 20. 30. 80. 50.
$1,000.
Oh! That's a good start.
The only one who ever took me serious, Pete.
Well, you know what my dad always said. Having dreams is what makes life tolerable.
This. And know what else it has? It's got wall-to-wall carpeting. It has a fireplace. And a big kitchen. It's close to the schools. What's wrong?
Nothing. It's great, Sherry. It's great. You did a great job.
Look, buddy. I've put in my time. I've been very patient waiting for us to get this money together so we could get married and do this right. You owe me. Come on. I think you're gonna like it.
One hard.
Hey, Joe, what do you know? Marianne, can I get another beer down here, please?
Sure, right
up. Hey, Pete, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Cool TV.
Coach Parsegian is speaking at the Chicago Gridiron Club. You want to go?
Sure, yeah. If Ronald will let me stay out that late.
Tell her the D-Train gets back no later than 10:30.
Oh, sure.
That's that way.
Sarah Parsegian? You just can't give it up, can you?
He's the greatest coach in the country, Frank.
What, are you going to get his autographed picture and kiss it every night before you go to bed?
What is your problem?
Well, maybe he'll give you permission to wipe his ass. Hey, why don't you leave him alone?
Why don't you mind your own business?
As long as my brother talks this crazy Notre Dame shit, he deserves anything that comes his way. Hey, you are a pretty big Notre Dame fan.
Yeah. I used to collect baseball cards, too. Forget about it.
You know what Coach Gillespie said about you, Frank?
Pete.
He said you had a lot of talent, but your problem was you were too afraid of getting hit. You had no guts.
Go to hell, Pete.
Come on.
It's okay.
He used to tell me if you had one half of Rudy's heart and desire, you could have been all the trials. He said you were a pussy.
Frank!
That's enough, you hear me? You hear me? That's enough! Frank, good!
Don't nothing ever change? Throw them out, Marianne.
You didn't have to get into it with Frank like that. I can take care of myself.
I know you can. That was between him and me.
Ever since he started working here, he's been pissed off at the world.
Yeah, because he's not the same kind of god around here that he was in high school. It's a death fight, get it, get emergency water!
We gotta break out!
Sparing of punishment. Humbly we pray you in behalf of the soul of your servant Peter, whom you have commanded to go forth today from this world. Do not hand him over to the power of the enemy, and do not forget him forever, but command that this soul be taken up by the holy angels and brought home to paradise, so that since he hoped and believed in you, he may not undergo the punishments of hell, but rather possess everlasting joys. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In paradisum, deducante angeli, in tuo adventu.
South Bend.
Well, now is not the time.
If I don't go now, I'll never be any good for you, or for me, or anybody.
Well, if you have to go, then you'll have to go alone.
I know.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
You can take a couple of weeks off.
Grandfather saved all of his life to bring the family to this country. He got a good job in the stockyards. He had a nice little house in South Chicago. I was about 12. Somebody sold him on the idea he ought to move to the country and become a dairy farmer.
music, man.
He buys some land, you know, and gets a couple hundred cows. Within 5 months, every one of those cows was dead with disease. It was a depression. Couldn't sell the land. There's no work. So one day, he took off. Didn't come back. My brothers and me, we split up to live with friends and relatives. Chasing a stupid dream causes nothing but you and everyone around you heartache. Notre Dame is for rich kids, smart kids, great athletes. It's not for us. You're a Rudiger. There's nothing in the world wrong with being a Rudiger. You can have a damn nice life. Frank is going to take over plan number two. In a couple of years, he'll make more than me and Johnny. You know he's in charge of the expansion program.
I don't want to be Frank or John. See somebody about going to school here?
Now? The admissions office doesn't open for another couple of hours yet.
Well, there's got to be somebody I can talk to now. Please.
Well, you could always talk to a priest. Maybe that's what you need, son.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Just a minute.
I used to watch Notre Dame football.
Have you taken the proper steps, investigated the process?
Yes. I have more to learn, but...
Are you fully aware of the sacrifices you're going to have to make?
I am. I'll do whatever it takes.
What brought you here today?
I just came from my best friend's funeral. He said that...
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, son, it's very common for people suffering a crisis to seek escape into the cloth. We usually recommend a grieving or a cooling off.
Escape into the cloth?
That's just an expression that we use to describe people who are running away from emotional or psychological pain by choosing priesthood.
You think I want to become a priest?
Don't you?
Nothing against being a priest, Father, but I don't think it's for me.
Why are you here?
I want to go to school at Notre Dame.
Well, have you applied?
No, my grades have never been very good, even though I tried. But I'll try harder. I'll study 20 hours a day if I have to.
This university, it's not for everybody.
Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to go to school here. And ever since I was a kid, everyone said it couldn't be done. My whole life, people have been telling me what I could do and couldn't do. I've always listened to them, believed in what they said. I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay, Mr. Rudy. Here's the deal. Holy Cross Junior College is nearby. I can get you one semester there. You make grades, you get another semester. Then maybe with a high enough GPA, you might have a chance of getting into Notre Dame.
Supposed to be here.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm gonna come out of that tunnel and I'm gonna run onto this field.
Well, ain't gonna be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsegian know about it?
No, not yet.
Well, maybe you best tell him first.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what I should do. Thanks. I'll see you around.
Are they expecting you?
No,
you
this will just take a second.
No, now just a moment,
Coach,
man. You can't just...
Coach, can I talk to you for a second? Please, it'll just take a minute.
Coach, I try.
No, it's all right. I've got it.
Shall I close the door?
No. How can I help you, son?
I'm Rudy Rudiger. I'm here to talk to you about playing football for Notre Dame.
Well, our walk-on tryout day was 2 weeks ago.
I'm not talking about this year. I was thinking more about next springtime.
Are you a student here?
No. I'm in Holy Cross. But I'm going to be a student here. See, I've been a Notre Dame fan for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. In high school, I started... Is that right if I say not?
Yeah.
In high school, I started at cornerback. I wasn't the quickest guy on the team, or the biggest, but I led the team in tackles. But anyway, I've been working at a steel mill for about 4 years, and I've been saving up my money. And I've been planning on coming here, but my friend Pete, he really understood what my dream was, and he told me not to waste any more time. But I don't know, for some reason I couldn't.
See, he died in an accident on Friday. And I came here right after the funeral. You see what I mean?
Son, I think you're in the wrong office. Come on now.
I don't understand, Coach.
I think you might want to go over and talk to Father Cavanaugh over at the rectory.
I talked to Father Cavanaugh. He's the one who got me into Holy Cross.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He said that if I got good enough grades at Holy Cross, and I will, I promise, that I'd be able to get in here officially. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just wanted to introduce myself and say I look forward to seeing you at practice. Thank you.
So long.
For us, divine inspiration does not mean that God possesses a man and simply dictates the inspired text to him. Rather, that God implants into a man's mind a general concept. And when God does that, he allows the man to write that in the historical context in which he lives, what we call the Sitz im Leben, or that is the setting in life. So a man may have historical inaccuracies, but God allows a man to write with those misunderstandings, because what is important and what is inerrant is the theological concept that God is trying to get across to mankind. I think that's all for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will have a quiz on Monday, so please prepare yourselves for it.
Well done, Father.
Could you please grade these 40 minutes by Tuesday? Appreciate it.
Ceremony.
Thank you.
You learn stenography or what? Everything is Malvin's in the goddamn book.
I gotta make an A in this class.
Just remember, you're at Sitz im Leben, and it shouldn't be a problem.
It'll be great. Phoenix?
Hey, I'm not talking to you, man. Not after what you did. No. You brought a girl to the party. Next question.
Hi. Could you hold this?
Thanks.
So you're interested in a room to rent?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah? My brother has a house about 5 blocks from campus.
I'm sick and tired of...
Oh, yeah. I have an extra card I can
use. Just forget it.
There you go.
See
you. All right, so if you're interested, call soon, all right?
All right.
Maybe tonight. All right.
Bye.
You don't have a goddamn clue, do you?
About what?
About how to get an A in that class. I could help you. Well, look, besides being an honor student at Notre Dame and TA and Father, I'm also a tutor for hire.
I can't even afford a room to rent.
Wait, well, maybe we can make some other kind of deal.
What kind of deal? Well,
I think I got Notre Dame pretty well staked out, you know?
Staked out?
Girls. Yeah, I just don't know. Here at Holy Cross.
Sorry.
I don't know any of the girls here at Holy Cross. Maybe you could...
What?
Just introduce me to
her. I don't know any girls here.
So be it.
Wait a minute. Hey.
Sure?
Wait. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I do know some girls. In fact, I know a lot of girls. I just gotta find them.
That's a spirit. As you can see, I'm pretty goddamn desperate. I'm D-Bob.
Rudy.
And I'm in love.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
how you doing?
Don't say.
Hey, that's a pretty sweater you're wearing.
Stop.
This is my friend D-Bob.
He's feeling not well.
Will you cut it out?
Fransky twisted his knee again. Gas me, he's not going to make next week's
game. This is the practice field, right?
Yeah, but all practices are closed, okay?
That's right, I know Coach Parsegian.
Are you on the...
Yeah, I was talking to him the other day. Watch out.
Hey, real tired of doing the drill stuff. You're trying to get in.
All right. Hey, Coach.
Hey, you got to keep your eyes open around here, kid.
No. Hey, Coach! Coach Parsegian! Anything I can do to help the team, you just let me know! See ya!
Oh.
It was a long
Pat, we'll get lunch breaks are getting as long as this football field. And go plug in the end zone.
Okay, boss.
Tell Jake I need to talk to him.
All right, boss.
What'd I tell you about trespassing?
Well, Mr. Drew, the guy in charge, the guy I need to talk to. I need your help.
Why should I help you?
I want to be your assistant.
I don't need an assistant. I've got a full crew.
Well, couldn't you use somebody else? I mean, I'll work for free.
What's in it for you?
Well, I volunteered to help the football team do anything I can, but... Well, they wouldn't let me because I'm not a student here. But I will be. Anyway, I figured if I'm going to play on this field, I better get to know the lay of the land.
You're nuts.
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me that lately.
Well, you've got to be nuts. You want to work for nothing.
I just want to be a part of this university.
Okay. Meet me here tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Thanks.
Minimum wage.
Thanks again.
So, but did you understand what I was trying to say?
I'm listening to you. You don't understand what I'm saying. You can't hear me.
Are you sure?
Give me a little help.
Oh, we're Dickinson.
Dickinson.
Hut, hut, hut.
Hi there, what's your name?
Oh,
great. My name's Rudy.
Hi, I'm Colleen.
I've got this buddy, my D-Bob. His name's D-Bob. He's a sweetheart. He's really like
him. Maybe I'll see you around later.
Because you don't even have somebody's going to waste your time reading the question, especially if it's a long test in a short period, right?
All right.
So two of them are going to be similar. It's going to be one of those two. One's going to be absurd. You forget about that one. All right. This is important, though.
Psychological or change behavioral responses.
What do you think?
Excuse me.
Listen, I don't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just have to ask you, have we met somewhere before? You know, you look really familiar to me. Maybe psych class. Do you have psych on Monday, Wednesday, Friday? I'm in there at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he's in that class.
Yeah, I bet that's where. I knew you looked familiar. Well, anyway, it's kind of embarrassing, but you heard about the dance on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, we've heard about it. Sure.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I was just wondering, do you have any plans?
No.
No? That's great. So you're available, huh?
D-Bob would love to go.
Really? This is so great. I would love to introduce you to my roommate, Elsa.
D-Bob was suspicious, so he made me go to a language lab to take these tests. They said I had a slight case of dyslexia. It's like when the words get all mixed up in your head when you're reading. I've been doing these exercises to get better. And guess what? I got an A on a literature test.
Oh, that's great, kid.
Hey, do you live in here?
Believe it or not, I got my own home. That cop should win my sciatica, that's up. Okay, let's go to work. Oh, look, you see that hose on top of the locker?
Yeah.
Bring that with you. So you're in student housing?
Huh? No, I'm living with a friend in town.
Where in town?
Fortunately, I haven't really found a place to stay yet.
Funds pretty low, huh?
Well, my savings went for tuition. I shower over at Holy Cross. I'm getting by all right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it, huh?
Yeah, this is where it all starts and finishes. Thank you.
gotta go, Rock. It's all right, I'm not afraid. Sometime, Rock, when the team's up against it, and things are wrong and the brakes are beating the boys, tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper. I don't know where I'll be then, Rock. But I'll know about it. And I'll be happy. The Four Horsemen. Knut Rockne. Moose Kraus. Angelo Bertelli. Johnny Lujack. Leon Hart. Terry Hanratty. John Hewitt. Jack Snow.
John Latner.
Paul Farding could have dressed in this locker.
We got work to do, kid.
We're gonna go inside, we're gonna go outside, inside and outside. We're gonna get him on the run, boys. And once we get him on the run, we're gonna keep him on the run. And then we're gonna go. And we're not gonna stop until we get across that goal line. This is a team they say is good. Well, I think we're better than them. They can't lick us. What do you say, man?
By the way, Gipper, I got your gym cut.
Oh, you got it.
Now, wait, we had a deal.
Yeah, I do your laundry for 2 months.
Well, it was harder to get than I anticipated. It's going to be a semester.
A semester of doing your laundry? Come on, let me see.
A semester.
All right, fine. Just let me see the card.
Come on.
That's impossible.
No. It's your job to give it a shot.
She's out of our league.
Tom of Fields. It's in Marshall Fields. She'll know. Just tell her that. Just please.
That looks great. I think you'll really enjoy it. Thanks a lot. Hi, are you interested in joining a student activity?
Yeah.
Here's your choices.
Do you see that guy over there? Over by the pillar? Could you maybe wave at him a little bit? Just kind of humor him. Please. That was perfect. Thank you.
Well?
Choir looks good. I used to sing in the high school choir. What's football boosters?
Oh, we organize the pep rallies and paint the helmets tonight before the game and do the card section.
The actual football helmets? You guys... That's me. That's definitely me. Where do I sign?
Right here. You are a student at Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. Why, don't I look like one?
Oh, no, we're just supposed to ask.
Oh. Yeah, no. I'm Notre Dame golden blue through and through.
Well, the first meeting is tomorrow night at the ACC, 7 o'clock.
Well, all right, see that.
Bye.
Strike out. She has a boyfriend. He's on the football team or something.
You look like you were in.
I'm sorry.
You look awful goddamn happy about this.
Did you take care of the gym?
Mary.
And Mike.
Watch yourself. Hey. Isn't this fantastic? Do you know they put 24 karat gold in the paint?
What's your name again?
Rudy Rudiger.
I need your student ID to get your car section pass.
I don't have it right now, but I'm going to get it. I can have it for you by tomorrow.
I got to turn the names in tonight.
Well, couldn't you just let it slide this once?
It's the rules. Sorry. Next game. Are you going to come to Corby's? That's where we all go when we're through here.
Yeah, I'll be there. Thanks.
Do you sit at the end of the box? How about another one?
Sure. Now that's the game to remember. 1966 against Michigan State. Glad you have caught the greatest pass in Notre Dame football history.
Hey! Mary, Mary, Fike and Fairy. What makes your garden grow?
Excuse me, can I get changed for a dollar, please? Thank you. You all right?
Yeah. I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure working with you.
Thanks.
You said before that you were the greatest Notre Dame football fan in history. I thought I was, so I guess that means we got something in common. In fact, I'm going to be playing football for the Irish next fall.
It's true, I talked to Coach Farsagian about it. You see, I'm at Holy Cross for a semester, maybe two at the most. But Father Kavanaugh says that if I make the grades, that I'll have a real good shot at getting in. And for the first time in my life, my grades have been really good.
You're not a Notre Dame student?
Not officially, no, but I will be next semester.
And you can't be a part of the booster. Sorry.
Mary, wait a minute. Can you just forget I said that? Look, you know what a tremendous fan I am.
The rules.
I know, but...
Hey, mister, I got $10 to buy a ticket.
$10? You got 90 short, bud.
Hey, kid, can I buy that ticket from you?
$20.
Notre Dame All-American.
Hey, look, please, can I get in? I got $10.
No, I can't. I couldn't do it. I'd lose my job. Really? Good luck to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Fortune, did you see Eric Penix's kickoff return yesterday?
Nope.
I saw it on TV. He broke free right about here. The 40, the 35, the 30, oh, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Irish! Woo!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Hey, we got work to do! Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Woo! Down, take, hit, boo! You ever see a game from in here?
Nope.
Well, then your first game will be one I'm playing in.
Whatever you say, kid. You gonna watch me? You gonna help me?
Hey, Fortune, thanks for the blanket and the key.
No, I don't know nothing about it.
Well, then who put the key on the cot?
You hear what I just said?
Yeah. I know my grades have gone down a little bit, Father, but I have a lot of extracurricular activities.
You did a good job, kid. Those admissions people, you never can tell. They're a funny bunch of squirrels.
Have I done all I can? I need box 620, please. Dear Mr. Rudiger, your application for admission with advanced standing to the University of Notre Dame has been evaluated. I've been going to college at Holy Cross. It's in South Bend.
You're going to Holy Cross. How come you've got that Notre Dame jacket on?
I'm going there next year.
And that's where I'm going too.
Yeah?
Do you want something to eat?
An A and three B's.
Good for you.
I didn't make it into Notre Dame this semester. I saw a couple of home games. I thought about you every second I was there. You would have loved it. You got to come over for a game, Dad. It's so exciting. You've never seen anything like
it. I watched the games here on my television. That's fine for me.
I know, but it's not the same thing. Would it make a difference if I were playing in the game?
Jesus, we still have to listen to this crap? Well, that semester at junior college shouldn't make you any smarter.
I'm glad you made good grades.
Come on, Tom. Please,
no. No, you'll be surprised if I tell you.
You can do better than that.
Okay, one more hit.
Okay. Hey, Johnny boy, aren't you going to wish your little brother Merry Christmas?
Rutgers run revived the Bears' rushing game, and with 3.5 minutes left, they fought to within 7 points.
How you doing, Rudy?
Fine.
I just want to tell you that you going to college and all, I think that's great.
Thanks, Johnny. The ball turned into a Detroit interception, and that was that.
I'll be in the kitchen. I gotta go.
Let me just stay for a while.
Back to the work.
I'm sorry. I just want to tell you that I make it. I do.
Thank you.
I do.
That's all I hear from you. I'm gonna go on vacation.
Okay. After this game, you're gonna pay my money, right?
What about the end of the month?
Mm-hmm. Total failure. Everything I did, work, studying, 4 hours a night sleep in a dungeon. I've blown another year of eligibility. This entire year has been a waste.
Waste, huh? You got your head so far up your ass about that damn football team, you don't get the fact you just got 1 year of top quality education.
You're right.
Waste.
Don't be wasting my time. Ain't you got some work to do?
Higher court.
I'm desperate. If I don't get in next semester, it's over, done. Notre Dame doesn't accept senior transfers.
Well, did a hell of a job, kid. Chasing down your dream.
I don't care what kind of job I did. If it doesn't produce results, it doesn't mean anything.
I think you'll discover that it will.
Maybe I haven't prayed enough.
I'm sure that's not the problem. Praying is something we do in our time.
The answers come in God's time.
Have I done everything I possibly can? Can you help me?
Son, in 35 years of religious studies, I've come up with only two hard, incontrovertible facts. There is a God, and I'm not him.
Is there anything in box 620, please?
Let me tell it to you as clean as I can. We have 95 players here, so accomplished as athletes in high school. We gave them full scholarships to the best football program in the country. NCAA regulations allow us to dress just 60 for home games, which means at least 35 scholarship players are going to be watching the game from the stands. So if any of you has any fantasies about running out of that stadium tunnel with your gold helmet shining in the sun, you best leave them right here. Of you 15 dreamers out there, maybe we'll keep one or two. My job is to basically beat the shit out of you for the next 5 days. And whoever is still standing at the end, maybe we'll use for our scout teams. You'll be running the opposition's plays week in and week out. The greatest value to us is we don't care whether you get hurt. Our first teams are going to pound on you like you're their worst enemies. like what you hear so far? Any of you want to run home to mama? Now's your chance. Joe, it's all yours.
Don't just stand there trying to think. Let's hit those ropes. Come on, move it. Move it. Hey, come on.
Themselves, I don't want him on this field.
You keep the ball over his jersey.
Rudiger?
Yeah.
Have you been watching? No athletic skill. That boy's...
He's put more effort than 18 guys we got on the team.
You fellas decide. You fellas decide.
Not in my defensive backfield. You want him. You got him.
All right, shower up. We'll let you know.
You think you made it?
Yeah, that's pretty nice, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yeah.
What is so unfortunate about making the team?
This is my third year as a walk-on. I had scholarships to two Big Ten schools. But my father was an All-American here, so I get a lot of family pressure.
I don't understand. If you haven't been cut, then you still have a chance.
What, a chance to play?
Yeah.
And the only reason they keep me on here is because I'm a legacy. To them, I'm no more valuable than a tackling dummy.
Rudiger, come with me.
Yeah, Coach.
You went on the team pretty bad.
No idea.
You sure busted your balls out there.
Coach, I'll be waiting.
Now, you think you can give the same effort day in and day out for the next 5 months?
Sir, I have no doubt.
But if you do, lighten up. One hair. I'll throw your butt off this team so fast you won't know what hit you.
Wait a minute. Throw me off the team, that means I gotta be on the team first, right?
Don't let me down, kid.
Wait, does that mean I'm on the team?
Yeah, kid, you're on the team.
Thank you!
Hey, hey, come on. Go put some shoes on.
Thanks for everything.
What's that?
It's the key to the maintenance room.
Don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Remember, you promised. You'll come see your first game if I ever dress. I'll stop by every now and again, just to bother you.
I gotta have a washer too.
See you later.
Hey, kid. You have a dress? I'll be there.
Outside. You all right, man? Come on, get up. Get in the huddle, man.
Grunicke, get out.
I can do it, coach.
All right, let's go, fellas.
Slide
or do I pick him up too?
Hey, little buddy, hold up, man. I'm not talking to you. You keep going.
I want to tell you, man, I'm sorry about having to practice today.
Don't be sorry.
Don't you understand, man? If you don't cool it out there, you're going to end up getting yourself killed.
If I cool it, I won't be helping you guys get ready for the next week's games. Got it?
I got it.
He's just a showboat, man. That's all he's about.
He's just doing his job, Jamie. Can't it?
Go.
Come on.
Come on.
Here we go.
What's your problem? What's your problem?
Last practice of the season, and this asshole thinks it's a Super Bowl.
Well, you just summed up your entire sorry career here in one sentence. If you had a tenth of the heart of Rutgers, you could have made All-American. As it is, you just went from the third team to the prep team. Go on, get out of here. Get me another tailback.
Okay, coach.
Huddle! Come on, let's run it.
Come on, let's rock it. Yeah. Come on now. Come on. Huddle! Don't do that. Come on now. Let's go.
Now, Rudy, I want you to ice this twice more in your room tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. And keep that pack on that shoulder for at least 15 more minutes.
Hey, Jim.
Your John Wayne bullshit out there is making us all look bad, so won't you dial it down a notch?
Dial it down?
Yeah, everybody's getting sick and tired of hearing. Why don't you put out more like Rudiger? What do you get out of getting your head kicked in every day? It's not worth it, you know? You got to be in at least one play during a regular season game to go down on the books as officially being part of this team. And you can count on it. The only uniform you're going to be putting on is that grungy thing you've been wearing every day.
Man, if you hate it so much, why don't you just quit?
I can't.
Why not?
If I quit, my father won't pay my tuition.
Is that the only reason you're here?
I guess part of me is under the delusion that I might get a chance to run out that tunnel.
What does he think, I'm lying to him?
Nobody said nothing about lying.
What do I have to do, get pictures taken at practice just to prove that I'm on the team?
I believe you, Rudy.
What happened to my face? Where did I get these? Professional wrestling?
All right, so you're some kind of glorified waterboy.
Oh, you just don't get it.
If you are part of that team, then my opinion of Notre Dame football just hit the shit. Leave him alone,
just
Frank.
I don't understand.
Actually, it's really simple. You see, every Saturday when we turn on the TV to watch the Irish play, we see a lot of players wearing the blue and gold. We just don't see you.
All right, shoot it.
You will.
What'd you say?
You will. Now shoot.
Shoot.
Coach, Rudy Whitaker is here to see you.
Send him in. This won't take long, Coach. First, I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity of being part of the team.
Rudy, I never thought I'd be saying this, but it's been a pleasure. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, one of the many things that I've learned this year is that no matter how hard I try, I'm never going to get above the prep team. I mean, I've kind of accepted the fact that God made certain people to be football players, and I'm not one of them.
I wish God would put your heart in some of my players' bodies.
Yeah. My father loves Notre Dame football more than anything else in the world. He doesn't believe I'm on the team because he can't see me at the sidelines during the games. Next year, my senior year, I'd love to be able to give him this gift. I would really appreciate it if you could let me dress one game next season.
Look, Rudy. The NCAA really hamstrings us with this 60 rule. In certain positions, we only have one backup. And you know every year we're competing for the national championship. Is this just for your father?
No. No, it's for everybody who told me that being a Notre Dame football player would be impossible. It's for my brothers, the kids in my high school, the guys I work with at the mill. They can't come to practice and see that I am part of the team.
Okay.
Okay.
You deserve it. You'll dress for one game next season.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes! Well, I don't know which game yet, but it'll definitely be next season. I'm sure. I don't know. I guess they'll tell me a couple of days before the game. Look, just be ready, okay? Thanks, Dad. All right, bye.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y! Victory! Victory! That's our cry!
Different! Hey, different!
Goddamn Miami Law School beckons! Miami! I gotta go.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Look. Ara quit?
Oh. I'll be goddamn. Who's the new coach?
Dan Devine from the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. Hey, I'm sure Ara's gonna let him know about his promise to let you dress.
Let's take a look.
When are you leaving?
In about 6 minutes.
Really?
The spring semester starts in 2 weeks. We've had a hell of a goddamn run, haven't we, Gilbert?
Yeah, we have.
You let me know when you dress. I'm going to fly right up for that.
There's no way I can thank you for everything you've done.
You already have. Remember Elsa, right?
Hi.
Good to see you again.
She's my girl now. She's coming with me.
Isn't that goddamn something?
Dennis.
What? I forgot. I'm not allowed to say goddamn no more. What's a lapsed Catholic to do?
I wish you could go on.
Yeah. I'll see you next fall, right?
Thanks for everything. You take care of him.
I'm going.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry, man.
Rudy. Sorry, man. Just ain't right.
No, it's not. Where are you going?
I quit.
Hey, Rudy, wait up.
The hell with Devine. The hell with Coach Yonto.
Hey, wait up. In 2 years, you haven't missed one practice. And the last one of your senior year, you just quit?
That's what I said. I quit.
Well, I don't want you to quit.
What the hell is it to you?
Rudy, you're one of the reasons I stayed on this last year.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
You're full of crap, you know that? Everything you did and everything you said is bullshit!
Tell Jake to make sure the top's ready. We'll check with the weather service by 5, and we'll make a decision then. Hey. What you doing here? Don't you have practice?
Not anymore. I quit.
Oh. Well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know. I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad. To prove to everyone
prove
that I worked...
what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen. Now go on back.
Sorry I never got you to see your first game in here.
Hell, I've seen too many games in this stadium.
I thought you said you never saw a game.
I've never seen a game from the stands.
You were a player?
I rode the bench for 2 years. Thought I wasn't being played because of my color. I got filled up with a lot of attitude. So I quit. Still not a week goes by, I don't regret it. And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life. You won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you. You hear me clear enough?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Roland. Come in.
I want Rudy to dress in my place, Coach. He deserves it.
Don't be ridiculous. Georgia Tech is one of the top offensive teams in the country. You're an All-American and our captain. Act like it.
I believe I am.
Me too, Coach. I want Rudy to dress in my place.
Coach, this is Rudy. For Rudy, Coach.
I promise, this is the real thing. I'm gonna be on the sidelines, in uniform. Frank, I've never asked you for anything in my life. Promise me he'll be on that bus tomorrow. Frank, I want you to be there too. Please.
I wish you could be out there with me.
I know.
This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen.
Come on, Dad.
Huddle up! Bring it in, guys.
Father, everyone take a hand.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Notre Dame, our mother,
pray for us!
You all know what you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. And for you seniors, it's your last one, so make it count. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your lives. Let's get him.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on feet?
Rudy, go. Come on, man. Come on, Rudy. Come on now.
All right, let's go.
Minutes to play and the issue still in doubt.
As Barrett fades back the pass for Georgia Tech from his own 30-yard line. Looks upfield and throws.
Intercepted.
by Roman Steele. He has a convoy of blockers down the sideline. Steele going in unmolested, standing up for a Notre Dame touchdown.
Tough battle break there for Georgia Tech.
Seconds remaining, and it'll be all over here at Notre Dame Stadium. Off to our left, I'm starting to pick up the chant from the Notre Dame student body. Can't quite make out just what it is at the moment. In any event, Dan DeMine's going to empty his benches. Now, one of the ball players going into the game is Jamie O'Hara. You may recall that O'Hara was heavily recruited throughout the country some 4 years ago. He came to Notre Dame.
I suppose it's safe to say that his career has been a disappointment.
Toiling for 2 years and partying in the field and
go get it, kid!